Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The blamers. We don't have it, and it's always somebody else's fault. Most particularly, God. Well, it's God. He just didn't see fit. He just didn't choose. He just didn't do. He just didn't give it to us. What are people thinking when they say that, well, the Lord hasn't seen fit to give us this? They think that if God does it for you, it falls on you. Don't they? Millions think this, that if it's God's will for you to have it, it's just going to fall on you. Boom. You go, wow. There's a healing. I didn't even want to be healed. Whoo, there it is. God made me rich. He just did it. He just made it. I wasn't thinking about it. He wasn't expecting it. Boom. He just does it. He just puts it on you. That is not how he works. It's never been how he works. He gives. He says, there it is. I've given it to you. Yeah, but Lord, there's a bunch of giants living on it. So? What's that got to do with anything? I said, it's yours. Yeah, but Lord, it cost 30 gazillion dollars. You know what God would say? So? What's that got to do with anything? I said, it's yours. Oh, come on now, get stirred up in your spirit. All you need, friend, all we need is to know that he's given it to us. That's all we need to know. And if you got that, you got the basis of faith. That's how faith comes, is by hearing. And when you hear from him that it's yours, that he's given it to you, now, it's time for you to get up and go get it. Time to go take it. Time to possess it. Which group are you in? Huh? Whiny baby? Blame everybody? All up to God? Do nothing? Or what? Believe God? Get up and go get it. I think Faith Life Church is supposed to be the believe God, get up and go get it bunch. Don't you? Believe God, find out what's mine, and then go get it. Then go get it. Somebody close your eyes and say, go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go take it. What do you got to know first? Did he give it to me? I remember working with Brother Kenneth Hagin. He was in heaven now. One of the first year or so I was with him, he's teaching on faith that you got to claim it. You got to possess it. And people make fun of us because of those words. But those words are in the Bible. Yes, sir. And this one young man, as Brother Hagin would say, bless his darling heart and stupid head, sent a note to Brother Hagin about his Bronco. Now, Brother Hagin had a Bronco. It was older. It was red. It was big. And we had talked before, you know, about him trading and getting a new one, but he liked his old red Bronco. And he'd use it when the weather was bad. And he liked it. And he wasn't going to get rid of it. And this young man sent him a note and said, you know, I've claimed your red Bronco. And I'll let you drive it through Christmas, but then I'm ready to take delivery of it. And Brother Hagin thought that was quite amusing. And he said in no uncertain terms that ain't nobody going to get his red Bronco. He wasn't going to give it to him. Well, what's the young man doing? See, he's trying to possess something that has not been given to him. That's not faith. That's presumption. And if we were trying to possess things that God hasn't given us, then we would be presumptuous and we would be off. But the truth is, he's given it to us. He's given it to us. The devil did this. He tried to possess something that God did not give him. Didn't he? He came and said, I will ascend my throne. I will be like the Most High. He tried to usurp authority God didn't give to him. Did it work?
No.
See, he's trying to use the faith principle. He's speaking it, isn't he? But there is no counsel and no power against the Lord. None. None. You try to use your faith against his, whew, ignorant. When the dust clears, you may not be here. When your words hit his words, his are going to stand. So no, we don't just pull stuff up off the top of our head. I'm claiming that. I'm going to possess that. No, no, no. You must hear from him. Oh, can you see this? You must hear from him in his Bible and by his Spirit. Must hear from him first. Don't just claim something off the top of your head. You must have heard from him. But when he's spoken to you and he's told you that's yours, now take it. I remember Phyllis and I, oh, this has been 20 plus years ago. We were in another state having a meeting. And I'd spoken that night at the service. And we came back to the pastor's house. We knew him quite well, friends of ours. We had a little sandwich and some stuff. And I'm sitting there in the easy chair. And the Spirit of God came on me. I said, guys, I need to pray. Now, if it had just been for me, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just went to the room, bedroom, prayed by myself. But I knew it applied to them. I said, I need to pray. They said, oh, we'll pray with you. I said, let's do it. We hit our knees. We got to praying. Praying in the Spirit. Well, it's midnight. And the Spirit of God moved on me. I saw what to do. I said, let's go for a ride. And he said, okay. Now, see, you couldn't do this with just anybody. But see, they believed in me and they believed in the Lord. And we all piled in the little van. You remember that, Phyllis? And we drove out and there was this property, this whole shopping center and land. And they had shown it to us. And it was empty. Wasn't very old. I said, let's get out here and walk on this parking lot a little bit. We got out on the parking lot. Now, you shouldn't do stuff like this just off the top of your head. That's where people mess up. But I looked at the pastor. I said, look at me. I said, don't you know the Lord has given this to you? The Lord has given this to you. This is yours. This whole thing is yours. Oh, man, he shouted. He jumped. He ran. He believed it. He knew I wouldn't just say that. He believed it. Well, the next day we went to the airport. We went home. But before we got home, the man that owned it was calling him. Before we got home, the man called him that afternoon. Well, it didn't look very good. As it went on, he didn't have the money and he was going to borrow some of it. But the guys at the bank said, oh, no, no. I mean, this guy ain't got 30 people. He's going to get this whole shopping center and all this. No. It looked like it was dead. But how many know the Bible said fight?
Yes.
The good fight,
yes,
of faith. Oh, friends, I hope you're listening with your spirit now. So many people, bless their hearts. They'll start on something. And the Lord's given it to them and they run into a little bit of resistance and go, well, that must not have been the will of the Lord. Well, we'll just quit. Well, we don't know. Waiting for it to fall on them. That's not how it works. If Phyllis and I had time to stand here and tell you about how many obstacles we encountered in the ministry and in this church, how many times it looked like this church wasn't going to happen. How many times it looked like this building wasn't going to be ours and it wasn't going to happen. How many things we had to just keep pressing through and keep pressing through and keep pressing through. And I'm telling you what, Phyllis pressed for you. I'm telling you what, she pressed for you. Would not quit. How many understand faith just doesn't quit? You don't run up against, you know, people that tell you no. No, I guess we had a dozen people tell us no and no way. More than that? No and no way and don't ask again. But here we are. It's all paid for. Oh, glory to God. Well, the bank that this guy had done business with all his life, talking about the pastor, he said, no, no. I mean, y'all can't buy this place. Or be, how would you even make a payment? He said, well, all I know is it's mine. He said, well, no, it ain't. So he went home. Months went by. The Lord had me call him one afternoon. I was in my office, and the Lord just prompted me, call him. I didn't know why. I picked up the phone. He answered. He said, oh, Brother Keith, Brother Keith. I said, what? He said, I was praying, saying, God help me, and you called. I said, well, brother, don't quit. I said, don't quit. The word of the Lord is true and sure. Don't quit. He said, I'm not. I'm not going to quit. It's mine. Somebody say, it's mine. It's mine. What's he doing? Is he fighting the good fight of faith? The man that owned that property was very, very wealthy. I mean, he was half of the bank. He went into the, God got a hold of him one night. He went into the president of the bank. He said, I am selling this to that preacher. With you or without you. And the guy said, well, we'll do something. We'll make it work. No, we'll make it work. And they called him. Next thing you know, he owns it. Well, his little group wouldn't feel but one little corner of it. But next thing you know, this company wants to rent out part of it. And this other place wants to rent out part of it. And they help pay for the thing. But how many understand he had to be tenacious? He had to be persistent. And you're not going to do that unless you know that you know it's mine. God has given it to me. Oh, come on, can you see this now? Number one, you got to know what? You got to know what God has given you. Is that the end of it? No. Then you got to get it. You got to possess it. And how are you going to possess it? By your faith. By your faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Possessing Your Possessions, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303F. That's R1303F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.